There are just 3 wolves left on Isle Royale. So now what? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Since 2009, the wolf population on Isle Royale in Lake Superior has dropped by almost 90%. The National Park Service has been trying to decide whether or not to step in. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush has been following this story, and he joins me now. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Rebecca.
What's going on with the wolf population?
It's suffering, and it's been suffering for quite some time. On Isle Royale, there's been a wolf-moose study that's been going on for more than 50 years, and that study has found that, on average, there have been between 18 and 27 wolves on this relatively small island in that period of time. But in the last 15 years, that population has been on a steady decline, and now we're just down to 3 left.
And the researchers have said that the wolves are highly inbred, so that's a big problem.
Right. Yeah, they say they're inbred because there's just this very small gene pool on this island, and there aren't a lot of new wolves coming to the island because they can't get there. Ice doesn't form between the island and the mainland as often because our climate is warming. And I talked with John Vucetich about this. He heads up the wolf moose study on Isle Royale. And he explained how migrating wolves have helped the population in the past.
A wolf would come to the island and become part of the population. And when that happened, it brought with it genes that would kind of reinvigorate the population. And for many years, that's what kept the population going. And as with each passing decade, the climate warms and those ice bridges become relatively rare things.
Now, as you know, the past 2 winters have been cold, and 2 ice bridges did form, and people had high hopes that new wolves would come to the island and inject some new genes. And in fact, 2 wolves did come to the island in this last winter, but they didn't stay, and Vucetich told me it's really hard to determine why that is.
You know, the decisions that that dispersing wolves made are complicated. I mean, they're looking for mates, and they're looking for territory, and so these dispersing wolves, they either didn't know that there were Isle Royale wolves present, or they knew that they were present but decided they wouldn't represent worthy mates.
So an ice bridge formed, but no new wolves stayed on the island, so now there's just 3 wolves left. And this is a national park, so it's up to the Park Service to decide what to do. How's the Park Service reacting to this?
Yeah, and that decision on what to do next is up to one person, and that person is Park Superintendent Phyllis Green. I called her up to see what she's thinking now, and here's what she told me.
From the standpoint of the National Park Service, we're always interested in the results of the winter study report. It is not at this point in time causing us to change or taking any immediate action, but we are gathering data for moving into our planning process.
So they expect to announce that formal planning process for what to do next, and she says there are a lot of options on the table. They range from doing nothing to bringing new wolves to the island. And if they do decide to bring new wolves, she says, well, what's the best way to do that? That's part of the planning process. The researchers say the wolves are critical for managing the moose population. But Green, she doesn't seem to feel that urgency. She says, we've seen boom and bust cycles with the moose before.
They've climbed to problematic levels twice. Once with wolves, once without wolves. So I still think we have time to be thoughtful on the moose side of the equation.
How long is it going to be before the Park Service makes a decision?
It's hard to say. The Park Service is going to publish a notice to move forward with this planning process, they tell me, in the next month or two. After that, it really depends on how that review process goes. And in that process, they consider everything from what the public wants, what the scientists tell them, and what the rules and regulations are for managing a national park that is in a wilderness area.
And in the past, that's often meant taking a hands-off approach.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.